Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Rain showers likely today, staying cloudy with our high nearing 68. A slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms overnight, partly cloudy with a low around 47. Clearing up throughout Thursday, some sunshine with a high nearing 75. Mostly clear with a low around 52 Thursday night. Warming up throughout Friday, more sunshine with a high nearing 79 and showers possible Friday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A Wamego middle school teacher is facing multiple child sex crime-related charges following his arrest in Waubenzie County. Alan Dale Sylvester was booked into the Waubenzie County Jail at around 8 p.m. on Sunday. Sylvester faces three charges: unlawful sexual relations, sexual exploitation of a child, and electronic solicitation. The booking report states that the offender, Sylvester, believes the child is between 14 and 16 years of age. Bond was set at $100,000. A driver avoided serious injuries after an accident on a wet highway in northeast Kansas. On Tuesday, sheriff's deputies were called to the area of 169 Highway and 255th Street in Miami County for a vehicle in high water. That's according to a media release. At the time of the incident, the water was up to the doors and the driver was unable to exit safely. The vehicle was in a ravine on the east side of U.S. 169 Highway. The driver did not sustain any serious injuries. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Jackson County law enforcement authorities are investigating a Texas woman on drug charges after a traffic stop. Just before 4 a.m. on Sunday, a sheriff's deputy stopped a Honda passenger car near 142nd and U.S. Highway 75 for a traffic infraction. That's according to Sheriff Tim Morse. The driver, Megan Michelle Brown, 26, of Dallas, Texas, was arrested and booked into the Jackson County Jail on requested charges of cocaine and possession of a hallucinogenic drug. On Tuesday, Chris Kobach said in a news release that he officially filed to run for Kansas Attorney General and launched his five-point plan for office. He said he plans to focus on voter fraud and what he calls unconstitutional executive orders. Kobach says his five-point plan also includes initiatives to restore Kansas's pro-life laws, strengthen the state's protections against consumer fraud, and eliminate Kansas conceal and carry registration fees. If he wins his primary election, Kobach will face the only Democratic candidate in the race so far, Chris Mann. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Police have identified the two women killed over the weekend when two cars crashed during an annual Memorial Day cruise night and injured 20 people when the cars struck a crowd of bystanders in Nebraska's capital city. Lincoln police said Tuesday that 20-year-old Emily Sivenhor and 22-year-old Edith Hermosillo died in the Sunday night crash on O Street in Lincoln after a Ford Taurus smashed into the Toyota Corolla they were in. Of the people who were injured, only two remained hospitalized on Tuesday, with one in improving to serious condition and the other improving to fair condition. Troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol removed from the road 20 impaired drivers during Memorial Day weekend. Troopers also assisted 226 motorists in need of help throughout the state. The annual click-it-or-ticket national mobilization continues through the week, and troopers will continue to work overtime as part of that effort to maintain a safe start to the summer driving season. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met with a representative from USDA Rural Development at last week's meeting to discuss community facilities funding options for the proposed jail project. USDA interest rate currently 2.5% and can extend up to 40 years. USDA is typically involved. At the start of the process, a construction manager has been hired. This will have to be approved by USDA to assure proper steps were taken to meet their requirements. Timelines for the project were discussed. Pre-application documents have been submitted and approved. The architect and construction manager will meet with commissioners June 13th for an update. Regarding reports of several phone calls as to plans for additional wind farms in Marshall County, commissioners confirmed there are no plans for additional wind farms in the county at this time. Public Works has moved north of Axtell, removing a bridge. A bridge west of Beatty is complete and open. With a fuel surcharge for waste transfer, landfill prices may be increasing soon. Work continues on various projects. The Health Department building, the COVID grant received in the amount of $146,000, has $55,000 balance remaining. This will be used for new furniture and carpet for the building. Health Department's working on another COVID grant that could be used for new gutters and concrete outside the building. As the Helvering Center is an emergency shelter for the county, Agency on Aging is soliciting bids for a generator with funds through the American Rescue Plan, and they're asking if they can use or replace the Meals on Wheels van through COVID funds, as a substantial increase was noted in Meals on Wheels requests during the pandemic. The board briefly discussed the infill housing revitalization program. The county councilor advises if they want to move forward the plan, and interlocal agreements can be mirrored with the neighborhood revitalization plan, highlighting appropriate differences. No final decision has been made. Washington County Economic Partnership requested $120,000, an increase of $40,000 from the county for this next year. They reported on recent activities. The increase in funding would be to continue to business recruitment and plans for future needs of housing and infrastructure. The Nemahal County Sheriff advised last week his department is down 5 employees. Commissioners granted approval for a plan for office space presented by the Senior Services Public Transit Department, who also introduced a representative with Midland Care who spoke about providing services for the elderly in Nemahal County. A committee consisting of a Gage County attorney, clerk, and treasurer interviewed 5 candidates last week who had applied to fill the unexpired term of Supervisor Dennis Byers, who passed away. The 3-member committee will select their choice to serve the remainder of the term through 2024. Candidates include Dennis Byers' wife, Janet, former Beatrice Mayor John Bartles, former Supervisor David Swavely, Lawrence Foster, a recently retired Gage County employee, and Ashley Mason, who lost a bid for Beatrice Mayor in the recent primary. Gage County supervisors at last week's meeting doubled the fee paid for mowing abandoned Gage County cemeteries from $500 to $1,000, retroactive to include this season. Gage County property valuations going out this week may see significant increases due to the real estate market, with values reflecting actual sales prices over a 3-year period. It's expected the largest increases will affect residential properties, with stabilized valuations for agricultural land, which had seen increases in recent years.
An injury accident was reported in Marysville Friday evening. An unidentified motorcyclist apparently left the road at 8th and Jenkins Streets, shearing a power pole in half, with the cycle then crossing the street, ejecting the driver, who was transported by ambulance from the scene. Evelyn M. Anderson, age 95, of Marysville, passed away May 23rd. Funeral service Friday, June 3rd, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial at a later date at Fort Snelling, Minnesota. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Anderson. Robert Ray Marsteller, age 93, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ray Marsteller. Tracy C. Stewart, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge for Tracy Stewart. Peggy Ann Schneider, age 71, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. Memorial service pending at this time with the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Peggy Schneider. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, tuna casserole, a muffin, sliced carrots, and blushing pears. Tomorrow's Swedish meatballs with egg noodles, broccoli, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You'll be catching good vibes at the Footloose Dance Studio Summer Program June 3rd and 4th at 7 p.m. Hosted at the Marysville High School Auditorium, come see all the hard work the kiddos have put in. That's the Footloose Dance Studio Summer Program June 3rd and 4th at 7. Fall enrollments are now being accepted.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Rain showers likely today and temperatures will stay cooler, with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and mid 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and upper 70s throughout Missouri. Some showers possible overnight tonight, with our lows in the mid to upper 40s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 40s throughout Nebraska, the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Warming up throughout Thursday, some sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 70s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 70s throughout Nebraska, and the lower 70s throughout Kansas and Missouri. Clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and mid 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 50s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early June, 82. Record high on this date, 103. Average low, 60, and the record low, 40. Sunset this evening at 8:47. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03. Overcast and 55 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 1st of June. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance and TV Store have a large selection of on-hand, in-stock furniture, appliances, and TVs from major name brands like Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, and Amana. Washer and dryer sets starting at $9.98. Large selection of freezers, all sizes starting at $1.99. Ashley reclining sofas, choice of three colors at $5.88. All in stock and shipped free to your door on everything $2.99 and up within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
The Avalanche draw first blood. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Stanley Cup playoffs last night. The Avalanche buried the Oilers in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, scoring 7 goals in the first 2 periods.
Blocked by Kane, gets it back, one-timer, McCarr, tipped and score! Called J.T. Comfer, 877 goals now.
On KKSE, 8-6, the final. 2 goals in the game for Colorado's J.T. Comfer. Baseball, Alejandro Kirk launched a pair of 2-run home runs. The Blue Jays kicked off a homestand with a 6-5 win over the White Sox, Toronto's 6th straight victory. And Albert Pujols' sac fly gave the Cardinals an extra inning win over the Padres.
One out in the 10th. Pujols hits a drive, left field. The catch by Profar, tagging at third. Tommy Edman to the plate, a Redbird winner!
On KMOX, 3-2, the final in 10. More baseball, the D-backs scored 2 in the bottom of the 10th to complete a comeback against the Braves. Donovan Hummel with a walk-off double to give Arizona an 8-7 win. The Giants needed 11 innings to knock off the Phillies.
And a run scored. There's a shot to right! And forget about this one. Way back there, it's into the second deck. A spectacular 2-run homer by Jock Peterson.
On KNBR, Peterson made it 7-4 in the top of the 11th. San Fran holds on for the win. No extras needed in New York. The Mets demolished the Nationals 10-0.
And a high fly ball to straightaway center. Robles going back, way back. There she goes. Home run, Starling Marte. He hit it in the batter's eye.
On WCBS, 5 straight wins for the Metropolitans. The Reds scored both of their runs on errors en route to a 2-1 win over the Red Sox in Boston. The Reds' first win at Fenway since Game 7 of the 1975 World Series. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Big Blue River Days are coming to Marysville Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th. Kick off the fun with Friday Night Cruising at 5:30. Tune Key NDY for the Cruising soundtrack. Before the Dawn performs live Friday at 6, with a 3rd annual cornhole tournament beginning at 7:30. And then the Tribute Trio takes the stage at 9, featuring REO Speedwagon, Cheap Trick, and the Steve Miller Experience. Saturday includes the 31st annual AutoFest car show. All entries welcome. The 15th annual Big Blue Barbecue, plus a kids zone, as well as Beer Olympics at 5:30. Saturday night free entertainment includes the Rewind Band at 6 and Fast Times Vigilante on stage at 9. Full details online at BigBlueBBQMarysville.com and on Facebook. Don't miss the annual Big Blue River Days Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th, sponsored in part by Marysville Chamber and Main Street.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The benefits of U.S. ag exports to the American economy far exceeded the value of shipments alone. The production, processing, storage, transportation, and marketing of farm and food products headed for the export market support a large number of jobs throughout the U.S. USDA's Economic Research Service says in 2020, U.S. ag exports supported the equivalent of more than 1.13 million jobs on and off the farm. U.S. ag exports valued at more than $150 billion in 2020, and for every $1 billion in exports creates 7,550 jobs. Farm activities generated by U.S. exports, mainly crop and livestock, support a total of 439,500 jobs. Now, those jobs include labor provided by farm operators and their family members, hired farm workers, and contract workers. Off the farm, exports support 423,900 total jobs in service, trade, and transportation industry. Food processing activities created 162,000 jobs. Other manufacturing activities like canning, packaging, and bottling provided 107,000 jobs. Both CNH Industrial and the United Auto Workers put out competing statements regarding their contract negotiations after reports said both sides left the bargaining table. In an email, CNH said after several meetings, the company presented the union with an all-encompassing comprehensive document addressing outstanding issues. Unfortunately, the union declined to meet to allow the company to explain its position and proposal. The union statement said CNH Industrial entered into negotiations with what it called principles of fear and intimidation and hoped to starve out UAW members. The UAW email said the company's latest proposal falls short of the members' bargaining agenda, and the bargainers are meeting with the members and communicating in the areas of concern that remain unresolved. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Wednesday morning for the middle of the week. Market's opening up in just a little bit. Well, yesterday we wrapped up mostly lower across the board for the grains and the livestock. We saw a lot of red on the board, especially as the day went on. There is a bit of a correction in the markets compared to last week. In the corn market yesterday, July corn finished up 23¾ cents lower on the day, finishing at 753.5. September was also down 19¾ cents at 725, even a bushel. In the wheat market, July KC wheat was down 69¾ cents, sitting at 1165.5. September was down 69¼ at 1172, even. So definitely some big hits there in the wheat market. Soybeans as well, they started off mostly higher on the day yesterday and went downward as the day went on. July soybeans were down 49 cents, sitting at 16.83¼. August down 42¾ cents at 16.20¼. On the bean side, July soybean meal was down $17.50 at $4.14.80, with the August down $16.90, sitting at $4.10.40. And the soybean oil for July down by $1.65 yesterday at $77.92, with August down $1.11 at $76.38. Cotton market a little bit slower yesterday for sure. July cotton was down 44 cents, sitting at $138.98. Last week we wrapped up mostly higher on the board. October cotton was also down 47 cents at $130.08. And canola was down $1.90 at $11.84.30. Oats market as well, they took a bit of a hit with July oats down 34 cents on the day yesterday to $6.69¾. Real quick, in the livestock market, we started off mostly higher on there yesterday and things dropped down pretty quick with June live cattle down $1.65 at $130.52. August down by $2.02 at $130.37. Feeder cattle mostly lower as well, with August down $1.20 to $165.12. And lean hogs down $2.42 at $107.97.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
The annual Washington County Rodeo is Friday and Saturday, June 10th and 11th. Performance at 7:30 each evening, with free barbecue Friday for each rodeo admission and children's stick horse races both nights. Advanced discount tickets available now at CJ Express locations in Marysville and in Washington at both Vet Clinics and Bob's Locker. Rodeo dance follows each evening with Southern Satellite Friday and Tim Strothman with Wilder Horses Saturday night at 9. Dance admission is free with your rodeo ticket or a $5 cover charge. Washington County Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, June 10th and 11th.
Strawberries, drive-ins, and going barefoot. They are all worth celebrating this month, and we will get it started with our June preview from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 1st, the 152nd day of the year. Actors Morgan Freeman and Andy Griffith were born on this day, and 55 years ago today, the Beatles released their Sgt. Pepper album. Our sixth month is named after Juno, the Roman goddess of marriage. We will celebrate fathers and the American flag this month. Strawberries will ripen, and we will enjoy the longest day of the year on the summer solstice. Every month has its lesser observances, of course, but some of our favorites are in June, like Say Something Nice Day and National Drive-In Movie Day. And if you feel like kicking off your shoes and dancing a polka, go for it. June is Accordion Awareness Month, and today is National Go Barefoot Day. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the month of June online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. It's 55 with a cloudy overcast and some scattered showers perhaps midweek. Cooler highs in the 60s forecast today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Former Kansas City Chiefs and current Miami Dolphins receiver Tyreek Hill will be in Wichita for the 2022 Tyreek Hill Youth Football Camp at Stryker Sports Complex on Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. Hill and camp coaches will provide hands-on instruction with activities including lectures, fundamental skill stations, contests, and awards. All campers will be grouped according to age to ensure proper levels of competition and instruction. And each camper will receive a T-shirt, a photo with Hill, and items from camp sponsors. Hill will be on site to direct the camp and will be joined by area youth and high school coaches. The camp is open to boys and girls of all skill levels, age 6 to 16. To register, go to flexworksports.com. Austin Hedges hit a three-run homer, and rookie Oscar Gonzalez doubled in two runs, sending the Cleveland Guardians to an 8-3 victory over the Royals on Tuesday. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
KNDY.
Lately I've been looking through the windows of my soul. I can see there's not much left of old. Just an empty space surrounded by the pieces of a badly broken heart. That's forgotten out of love. What my heart needs is a woman's touch, tender hand, a fixed of love. It's rough and ragged edges, sure could use some love. My heart beats, here's a woman's touch. When I look in the mirror, the only thing are traces of the man I used to be. Late at night I hear it, it cannot be denied. A lonely voice is crying out from somewhere deep inside. What my heart needs is a woman's touch, tender hand, a fixed of love. It's rough and ragged edges, sure could use some love. But my heart beats, here's a woman.